This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 12th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a bright and sunny day. Temperatures are warm, making it perfect for being outdoors. In Tel Aviv, expect a pleasant afternoon, while in Jerusalem, the sun shines brightly. Over in Haifa, a gentle breeze adds to the comfortable weather. Here are today's headlines. First, in an interview with Ashark Al-Awsat, Turkish President Erdogan reveals details of the Mecca alliance. This joint defense agreement includes Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, and Erdogan warns Israel. That's from Mariv, just in. Also, in a shopping complex in Hadera, a vehicle lost control and hit a store, tragically killing a 65-year-old woman. Rescue forces found the pedestrian trapped under the vehicle, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, Jerusalem and Washington respond to UN claims of rampant settler violence, calling it a provocation that distracts from constant terrorist attacks. JNS reported this earlier today. Separately, Iran has appointed a suspect in the 1994 AMIA bombing to its National Security Council. This is the second such appointment this year, according to Forward from earlier today. And finally, the sister of pro-Israel stalwart Lindsey Graham has won a runoff slot. Darline Graham, backed by Trump, aims for the GOP nomination for her late brother's Senate seat. This from JTA earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted earlier today that U.S. allies are questioning Trump's influence in the Middle East after Netanyahu rejected a Gaza plan. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli activist, wrote earlier that the call to globalize the Intifada is not a harmless slogan, urging people to recognize its potential impact on Israeli civilians. Balaz News, a conflict monitoring account, reported earlier that Saudi Arabia blocked Egypt from joining the Mecca Defense Pact, citing distrust of Cairo. Turkish officials, however, view Egypt as a potential future partner. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Turkish President Erdogan's remarks on the Mecca Alliance. In his interview with Ashark Al-Awsat, Erdogan highlighted a new joint defense pact with Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. He framed it as a strategic move amidst regional tensions. The implications for Israel include increased diplomatic complexity and potential shifts in regional power dynamics. Turning to the tragic accident in Hadera. Earlier this hour, a vehicle crashed into a store at the Mix complex, resulting in the death of a 65-year-old woman. Rescue teams and firefighters responded quickly but could not save her. This incident raises concerns about traffic safety in crowded public spaces. Meanwhile, the response from Jerusalem and Washington to the UN's claims of settler violence is firm. Officials argue that such claims undermine Israel's historical connection to the land and distract from ongoing terrorist threats. This stance reflects the delicate balance of addressing international criticism while managing domestic security. Separately, Iran's decision to appoint a suspect in the AMIA bombing to its National Security Council has drawn international condemnation. This move, reported by Forward, underscores Iran's defiance in the face of global scrutiny. It could further strain Iran's relations with countries seeking justice for the 1994 attack. Finally, Darline Graham's political journey gains momentum as she secures a runoff slot. Supported by Trump, her bid for her late brother Lindsey Graham's Senate seat highlights the ongoing influence of Trump-backed candidates in U.S. politics. Her victory could impact pro-Israel policies in the Senate. Turning to business and markets first, Zoll stock is moving towards becoming a giant with a 1.7 billion shekel valuation. Ronen Ganun has acquired shares from Kadma and CEO Itzik Ohana for 173 million shekels. The next step includes examining potential expansions, reports Walla Business from earlier today. Separately, a new study from the Hebrew University reveals that legal and political uncertainty around Orthodox church lands in Jerusalem is causing significant property devaluation. The damages are nearly a billion shekels, highlighting the impact of ongoing disputes. Mariv Business reported this earlier today. And finally, the Israeli government has redirected Intel funds, approving an urgent 1 billion shekel boost for military procurement. This emergency transfer, reported by Ynet Business, underscores the prioritization of defense needs over tech investments at this time. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.